You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Play in favour of life. Denounce human trafficking. This is the logo of an anti-trafficking campaign launched to accompany the 2014 Soccer World Cup in Brazil. An event that should be a celebration of sports and culture, but could turn out to be a terrible shame and an affront to human dignity. In the words of Sister Carmen Samut Mzola, President of the International Union of Superiors General, there needs to be an awareness of what happens on the margins of big world events such as the FIFA World Cup and the suffering of those who are trafficked.
We need to make people conscious of what happens on the margins of big world events such as the FIFA World Cup and of the suffering of those who are trafficked. This is the purpose of the campaign we are launching today. Without this awareness, without acting together in favor of human dignity, the World Cup final may turn out to be a terrible shame instead of a feast for humanity.
The Vatican agrees that the World Cup in Brazil this summer represents a heightened opportunity for those who traffic in human beings, and it has given its full backing to Talita Kum's campaign to combat this terrible scourge, together with other organisations such as the American Embassy to the Holy See. Present at a press conference in the Vatican on Tuesday, Cardinal João Braz de Aviz, Prefect of the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life and Societies of Apostolic Life, quoted Pope Francis when he condemned human trafficking, calling it a crime against humanity, a scourge and an open wound in contemporary society. Cardinal Braz de Aviz lent his full support to Talita Kum, the international network of consecrated life against trafficking in persons that has just launched the new campaign, especially directed at the upcoming World Cup activities in Brazil. I spoke to Sister Carmen Samut, who said that human trafficking is a much more widespread and capillary crime than most of us can imagine.
I know from experience that all of us, I think, we have personal experiences of people that we have met who have been our friends, families, who were our neighbors, and who have had young women, younger girls, who have been taken away, who have been promised jobs in other countries, and who have gone thinking that they are going to find a better world where they were. There they found what was waiting for them. Their passports were taken away. They found themselves in a net, having to satisfy work which they were not ready for, sexual work. And for me, that is something which I cannot forget. I think of this big event where so many people will be going, and where the demand for sexual services will become even greater. And therefore, I believe that even more people will be, trafficking people, will be encouraged to draw people away from their homes, from their countries, in order to bring them there and to use them. So I would like to tell the people who are listening, first of all, to be careful, to have their eyes open, to be aware that this problem is happening everywhere, absolutely everywhere, where we don't even think that it is happening, it is happening. And also, not to be of those who are also asking for sexual services.
You say that every single life of a man, a woman, or a child who is trafficked is one too many.
Yes, I believe that, because I believe that the dignity of the human person comes to us from God, and that every life is important, every life has its weight, and every life is meant to come to some type of fruitfulness in freedom and in liberty. And so I would hope that one day our world would be a world where all of us have the same chances to make our life as the way that we want it.
How much has Pope Francis's encouragement, what kind of impact has it had on your work and on your spirit?
For Pope Francis is really like a springtime in our church. And so he encourages us by his words, by his actions, by the way he lives also, to go on with our work in favor of human dignity, in favor of human life, in favor of giving liberty to people, helping people come to their greatest potential. And I keep very much in mind the words that he told us already last year as UISG, and that was, go out, you know. We are meant to be people who live an exodus out of ourselves towards God and towards others. And the two movements are the same movement. So this is a big encouragement for us to go on with our work in favor of life.
The World Cup is a risk because of this dark side that it carries within, but it's also a huge opportunity for people to come into contact with a new awareness.
Yes, it is. Well, I hope it will be, because I see what our sisters in Brazil are doing with this campaign, trying to raise the awareness that against human trafficking, but also for life, because it is also an occasion for people of different cultures, of different nations, to meet, to be there for the games in a spirit of competitive spirit, but at the same time of a happy celebration. So I hope that it will be that.
The press conference was an occasion to announce the international campaign Play in Favour of Life, Denounce Human Trafficking, on the risks the sisters say will be associated with the tournament, which takes place in 12 Brazilian cities from June the 12th to July the 13th. Statistics show that sexual exploitation rose by 30% in connection with the World Cup in Germany in 2006 and by 40% at the World Cup in South Africa in 2010. The sisters and consecrated laypeople will be using the social media to raise awareness of the dangers of human trafficking and other crimes connected to the World Cup through their blog and their Facebook page. Volunteers will be handing out leaflets in cities in Brazil and other Latin American countries warning of human trafficking and of how to spot it. Several demonstrations are also planned.